As the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky with hues of orange and purple, I find myself in a moment of quiet reflection, contemplating the silent bowels and whispered prayers that have become a familiar backdrop to our family's life. The weight of unresolved grudges, like invisible chains, binds us not just to our past grievances but to a cycle of pain and misunderstanding that threatens the very fabric of our connection. It's a burden that, with each passing year, seems only to grow heavier, silently stealing away the joy and peace that should dwell within the sanctuary of our family. To my child, who holds onto a grudge with a grip so tight it seems to have become part of your very essence, I want you to know from the depths of my heart, I see your pain, your disappointment, your anger. These are not just fleeting shadows that pass over your heart, they are wounds that seem to defy healing, fed by a reservoir of memories and misunderstandings that time has twisted into almost unrecognizable shapes. Yet, it is here, in the raw and tender space of our fractured relationship, that I must reveal a truth that carries with it both the sting of harshness and the embrace of profound love. I have surrendered this burden to God. This decision is not born of indifference or a desire to dismiss the depth of your feelings. Rather, it comes from a place of deep recognition that the grudge you hold so dearly is not just a chain linking you to me but has become a fortress wall, isolating you from the possibility of peace, forgiveness, and healing. It represents a choice to remain anchored to a moment, a misunderstanding, that has swollen beyond its initial confines, becoming a barrier that divides us. Entrusting our pain and conflicts to God is not an act of surrender but one of the most profound forms of courage. It is an acknowledgement that certain wounds lie beyond the reach of our human efforts to heal, requiring divine grace to mend. It is an understanding that clinging to anger and resentment serves only to poison our spirits, inflicting harm far greater on ourselves than on the intended target of our grievances. But understand this, my choice to give these burdens to God does not absolve me of my duties or diminish my desire for reconciliation. Rather, it is a plea for divine intervention in a situation where our own efforts have stumbled, a beacon of hope that in the space created by laying down our grudges at God's feet, there might blossom opportunities for healing, for understanding, and perhaps, for a fresh start. Thus, to you, my dear child, I offer these words, heavy with love and tinged with regret, your grudge, your anger, your disappointment, I lay them at the feet of the Almighty. Not to discard or diminish them, but to seek the wisdom and grace we so desperately need to navigate through this storm. This act of faith is not a stepping back from my role as your parent, but an acknowledgement of my limitations and a testament to my belief in the power of redemption and the healing force of forgiveness. As we stand together on this precipice, with the future unwritten and the past etched in stone, I extend to you an invitation. Let us both place our hurts, our failures, and our dreams into God's capable hands, allowing His wisdom to light our path toward reconciliation. This may not erase the scars of the past, but it can illuminate a way forward, one where love and understanding can take root and flourish, even in the rocky soil of our shared history. Remember, the decision to hold on to a grudge or to seek peace is one that not only shapes the contours of our relationship but also molds the essence of our beings. For my part, I choose to anchor my faith in the transformative power of God's love, a love potent enough to soften the hardest heart and mend the deepest rift. This, my beloved child, is my fervent prayer for us both.